We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen. We're in Chelek Rishon, Shaar Zechia, Perek Yud Aleph. We're discussing here the topic of the milus, the reward one will receive here in this world and in the world to come for being Shomer Pivul Shoinoi, for guarding himself from not speaking Lashon Hara. We're at the paragraph where he tells us, Gam hu nitzol al yedei zeh migehenim. He's also saved from Gehenim. Kidi iso the Medrash Tanchuma, as we see in the Medrash Tanchuma, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says as follows, Im ritzoinchem lehimolit min haGehenim, if you want to save yourself from Gehenim, Harchigu atzmechem miloshen hara, distance yourself, stay far away from Lashon Hara. Va'atem zoichim bo'ilam hazeh v'o'ilam haba. And you will merit in this world and in the next world. So he's telling us, how can a person merit o'ilam haba? Watch what he says. Now what's the reason for that? Now what about all the other mitzvahs a person has to do? Let's say a person just is very careful with the mitzvah of Shmiras HaLoshen. What about the 612 other mitzvahs? So there's no question about it. The person has to put on tefillin. The person has to put on tzitzis. No question. Eat kosher food. No, that's not his issue. What he's telling us is if a person does, as we know, my understanding is, if he's telling us that you want to make sure you have olam hazeh and olam haba, even if a person does the other mitzvahs, but he speaks lashon hara, we learned earlier, he's going to lose them all. So then he will merit olam haba. He'll be saved from Gehenim because he's not putting that hole in his pocket, dropping those $100 bills in there. Oid yesh ma'ila gedoyla gedoysha ha-mista'efes mishmiras ha-loshin v'imidas ha-sholim. There's another tremendous benefit that one gains from shmiras ha-loshin, and it's the mida of shalom. The great attribute of peace, the benefit of peace. Kiyadua, as is known, shalidei shmiras haloshin, that through shmiras haloshin, meisa mi'al atzmai kinos anoshim, that when a person acts with peace, he removes mi'al atzmai from himself kinos anoshim, the jealousy of people. V'chol echad yohavenu, and everybody will love him. The yimser loy soidoysov, and will tell him secrets. And they will not speak about this person. There are certain people that people just like. They love them. One of the first reasons for that is because they don't express arrogance. No one likes the arrogant person. They don't express arrogance. But the opposite of that, they're peaceful, easygoing. And when a person is peaceful, he doesn't arouse the jealousy of other people, even if he has something that someone else doesn't have. But they view him, oh, he's such a nice person. He deserves it. Umida b'mida, k'moy sh'risa b'shem arizal. It's mida k'neged mida, measure for measure. He says, as I've seen from the Arizal. Let's see in the Haggah. Tells us the opposite now. Ulehepich, on the next page, some additions. Mishim edaber ra al chaveiro yumegano isoi. Person who speaks evil about his friend and he disgraces him. Yisubavu hadvorim lebasoi. Shiegano isoi gamkein. What will happen is eventually others will degrade him as well. They will disgrace him. Besides for his punishment in Olam Haba. It's literally, you know, I would like to just throw a boomerang once in my life. Of course, I would put on a hockey mask and everything to protect myself, you know. But it's literally like a boomerang. A person who speaks bad about someone else, to someone else, they will come down and speak bad about him as well.
The pasuk says in Vayikra Chav Dalid Chav, "Kasha yitein mum ba'adam keini nasin boy."
What does it mean? "Kasha yitein mum ba'adam." Just as one inflicts wounds on others, so too will wounds be inflicted on this person.
V'yosim izeh. Furthermore, shafilu be'enei ha'adam atzmai. Shumisaper lefonav haloshen harav arechilos nisov v'neloch.
Even more so, the person who the speaker told his rechilus and spoke his lashon hara to will eventually despise him and be disgusted with him. Let's explain what this means. You have a person, Reuven, who speaks lashon hara about Shimon. Eventually, this Shimon will say, "You know, just like he talks to me about Levi, maybe he talks to someone else about me." And I want to tell you something. I have conversations with people sometimes. It's the funniest thing. And they tell me, "You know, I don't know why I'm telling this to you." And they go on and on.
Yeah, right.
And they start telling me, "You know, I don't even know you so well." And they start telling me, and I'm thinking like, wait a minute. If this is what you say to me, when you say you don't even know me so well, you tell me these things about the other people. So what do you do behind my back? And that's what he's saying over here. In discussing Aaron HaKohen, who was the quintessential peacemaker, as we're mentioning, just because Chazal bring down that he went over to Reuven and said, "You know, Reuven, Shimon, he really thinks great of you." "No, you got to be kidding." "Yeah, no, he does. He really does." And he did the vice versa. You know, who says it was easy? I don't know if it was easy. You know, and I would assume it wasn't easy. I'll tell you why. Because the stakes are so great. Whenever there's a tremendous mitzvah, zelu mazeh also lokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the Yitzhahara on the other end. You know, it's like by the seesaw. You know, you have the kids that go on. Hopefully, they're around the same weight, right? It has to be also with the mitzvah over here. The weight of the Yitzhahara is tremendously powerful because he knows that if there's peace in the world, peace in Klal Yisrael, shalom between each other, then the Shechina Shaira. I'm not doing my job right. That's not a good thing here. So, you know, I want to tell you, many times we hear stories about Gedolim and great Tzaddikim at the end of their lives. And then we think, wow, they had it so good and this and that. And look at the Sfarim they wrote and look what they accomplished and look at the stories. And you find out behind the scenes, out of Shimon Shkob Zatzal, this is why I heard the story. I heard that he was so poor that he wrapped shmatas around his feet, and there would be a trail of blood to be found to find where, you know, was it every day? I can't imagine every day. But this is, he had nothing. But now we have his farm today. He's one of the, he was the great Rosh Hashiva that he was. But he was Mois and Nefesh. It didn't come easy.
Let's continue inside. He says, still in the Haggah, we're discussing here that the Yosim is said that when Reuven speaks Lashon Hara to Shimon, Shimon despises him eventually. Shumasaper lefan of Lashon Hara rechilas nisal v'nelach kemaimer mazal sahadei shikri. The Gemara tells in Sanhedrin Dachav Tes, sahadei shikri a'aigurayhu zile eide hasheker gam be'enei soichreyem mizbazim. Eide Yashaker, you have witnesses that are hired. They're good actors. The best actors you could find. Now, these actors, they are despised by the ones who hired them out. They themselves, the witnesses who are paid to be this false testimony, are despised by the ones who pay them to lie. Gam b'einei sechreim is basin. Gam kol echad me'ashoimim choishdi mo'isoi leimar. So too, gam kol echad me'ashoimim. They suspect them. Ata siper al chaveira ilafanai v'ata yedach v'saper lefnei chaveira elai. Like we just said. You just spoke to me about him. As soon as you leave here, you're going to speak to me about them, right? About me and him about me and me about them, vice versa. You never know. The Nimsa, he comes back, Shemevi Lidei Shalom. He's now discussing the positive. Now, when a person causes peace, Ukavayadua, Gedulas HaShalom, the greatness of peace. Kamosh Amru Chazal, as Chazal tell us, Sha'afilo Yesh Chas V'Shalom B'Yisrael Ovin of Avodah Zorah. Even if the Chas V'Shalom, there's the Aveira of Avodah Zorah. Ach Sha'Shalom Beinehem. But there's Shalom Beinehem. There's peace amongst people. Oymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Satan Sha'al Yiga Bohen. The worst Aveira of Avodah Zorah is existing amongst the people. But Hashem's Marech Af, Hashem lengthens His wrath, because there's peace amongst them. And he'll elaborate on this topic later on in the Sefer. One who accustoms himself to speak positive and good things about his friend, he merits sheikra'ehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shmoy shu shalom kama shekosuv. What is he saying? That a person who constantly trains himself to speak positively, good, about others, he will merit, this person will merit, that Hashem calls this person by his name, which is Shalom. And this is where we say, Shalom Aleichem. This is one of the sources. When you greet someone, ulahepich, the other way around, chas v'shalom, nikra v'shem ra. The reverse is true as well. The Chazal teach us, call me shemedaber im chaveroi, v'oichel v'shoise imoi. One whoever eats with his friend, and he drinks with his friend, umedaber olav lashon hara, and then he speaks lashon hara on such a person, kairei oisoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kari Yisai Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls this person evil. Shenemar Mirma Belev Chorshei Ra. One who is deceitful at heart is evil. He just ate with the person. He stabbed in the back. He turns around and he says something bad about the person. Unfortunately, these things did exist and these things do exist. When we hear about these type of things, how could that person have done this to me? How could he have done this to someone else? Look what he did for that person. That's why Hashem calls him a ra, an evil person, an evil act he's doing. However, Pirush says, "Shalai kibo meitoi shum toiva, u'mesaper lov dvarim toivim makosh baruch hu korei yisai shalom shnemar liyoyatzei shalom simcha." To a greater degree, a person who did not eat and drink with somebody, did not deal with a person. And yet, what is the relationship? Reuven calls Shimon good. He deals with him positively. He talks nicely about him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kairei Yisai Shalom. Hashem calls him Shalom. Shnemar L'Yayatzei Shalom Simcha. To the ones who give the advice of Shalom Simcha. Chedei levar k'tzatz mailos ha-shalom atik k'tzatz mi-mamori chazal b'zeh. In order to further clarify this attribute of Shalom of peace, I'm going to bring more mamori chazal of this great midah of Shalom. D'u banai, you should know, my children, ki mailos ha-shalom hi mailo haroma. This mailo of peace is a tremendously elevated, high attribute. Shekein hu shem echad mishmoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the names of Hashem. Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. There's a question whether or not by a mikvah, a person sees someone by the name of Shalom, whether they could say the name Shalom in a, if it has a status of a bathroom or not. You shouldn't say the Shem Hashem in the bathroom. It's a question. Shnemar Vayikru lo Hashem Shalom. Hashem called him Shalom. V'chol mokom shashol matzu, in every place where a peace is found, shom yiras shamayim matzuya, so too fear of Hashem is found. V'chol mokom she'ein sham shalom, in any place where shalom is not found, ein yiras shamayim matzuya, yiras shamayim is not found. Next paragraph, he tells us, Godol hashon lefnei ha'mokom, so great is peace in front of Hashem, shekach omru chazal ba'agoda, chazal tell us, Godol hashalom sha'afilu aksuvim divru divrei bedoyim lahatil shalom bein Avram l'sara. Even the ksuvim, the psukim, that they were written in a way, they could have been written away, sha'afilu aksuvim divru divrei bedoyim lahatil shalom, they were written in a different fashion to make sure there's shalom between Avram and Sarah. Sherry, he Amrash, what did Sarah say? Va'adayni zake, my master is old. What did Hashem do? He changed the psukim, he changed the words. Va'ashem Amar la'Avraham, va'nizakanti, and I am old. How could he have, that Sarah said she's old. How could she have a child? Hashem changed it around. He wanted to make sure that there's going to be peace between who? Avram and Sarah. Now let's ask for a second. What happens if Avram, Hashem would have repeated the way she said it? V'adoyni zokein. I think she's saying the truth, is she not? She's saying the truth. Yeah, is it such a bad problem? I think she's saying the truth, if I'm not mistaken. Avram was an older person. And we're talking about Avram Avinu, the midas that we can't compare, we can't imagine, we can't begin to understand. And yet, look what Hashem is doing. Hashem is saying, Vanizakanti, that she said she is old. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us to what a degree, what level does a person have to make sure he says peace, he says the right thing. No, I was about to say something about that. There's a definition of the word truth, and there's a definition of the word truth. The definition of the word truth in the Webster's Dictionary is not what the Torah says is truth. You're a guest by someone's house, and they serve you soup. And you have to think, you're thinking this is the worst soup you've ever tasted in your life. And someone says, would you like another bowl? He says, no, I can't stand it. It was the worst I've ever had. And you see the face turns red and white, and all these different colors of the traffic light. And you say, what's the matter? I'm just being honest. You know, of course not. You know, there's the little children that have this, they pick up, no offense, but, right? Like, they feel that if I preempt my stinging words by telling you, no offense, but your white shirt is ugly. It's not allowed. It's not allowed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to such an extent to teach us a lesson where he changes the words of the psukim of what took place. Manizakanti. How much more so when we live our everyday life? The truth is the truth when it brings peace. Now, a person cannot lie when there's black and white lie. That's not what we're talking about. Let's just finish this paragraph here. V'cheinu oimer, it says in Bereishis Perek Nun, Pasuk Tezayin, Vayitzavu el Yosef leimor avichu tzivo lifnei Moise leimor. V'anu So too, in regards to Yosef at Tzaddik, where the Shvatim tell Yosef that their father Yaakov told him, command him before his death. The following, the conversation that the Shvatim told Yosef, but we don't have any record of this. We don't find anywhere that Yaakov spoke to Yosef about this. Where in the Torah does it say that Yaakov instructed the brothers regarding to Yosef of how to deal with him? But the reason is because Yaakov Avinu didn't suspect Yosef of anything at all. Just conclude for today, the Milah of Shalom is so great The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us that he is Mishane in the Torah itself, the Torah HaKadosha, because the Torah HaKadosha is teaching us what does it mean to say the truth. What is Shalom? How far we have to make sure that we try to make sure there is Shalom. V'ani zakanti. Hashem said, sorry, I am old. Let's stop here for today.